Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Tate.
Jeff Tate.
Geoff Tate.
Geoff Tate. It's so nice to have
are
you here.
Are that right?
Yeah. Are we saying, am I spelling that correctly?
Jeff Hi, Tate. Dear friend.
Well, hello.
Welcome back,
you?
Buddy.
You guys know one time I saw Jeff Tate win the grand prize at a carnival game?
No.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, you were there.
What was it? Cedar Run?
What's
it
called? Were you Kings Island.
Kings Island in Ohio.
Ripping the beard off a bearded lady?
Throwing rings around, like, jars, you know? That, like,
oh,
ring.
Oh, you impossible.
Yeah, I hit that.
It's impossible.
No, not for
not
Jeff Tate.
Jeff Tate. Did
you, was he got an 80-pound stuffed teddy bear.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's huge. I gave it to my best friend's daughter.
Oh, man. Champion.
Jeff Tate.
The champion.
It barely fit in the car.
It was so big.
One time I saw Jeff Tate at a Dead & Company show at the Hollywood Bowl. And let's just say we had both taken off from Burbank Airport a few hours beforehand. And I spent a long time just hugging him and playing with his beard.
Love it.
Anyway, gang.
Good time. That's a show.
Good day. That is a show, guy. No, I love this guy. Right. So nice to see you. You've got great stuff going on. We'll talk
You've
all about
it. You've done this show
it.
Before, so you many know. Times. He many times.
You so understand. You, the world's getting dumber, and it's even dumber since the last time you did this show. I just love that we're all four in a studio. I'll say this when we get to our portions, ooh, because I want to thank the Austin people who came out and saw us. But we'll talk about that later. Dan, we got dumb to get
Ready?
To.
Let's do it.
Sent in by Sarah Dunn at Dunn People Town.
She done did it. She done did it. This is our Irish connection.
Yeah, and this comes from the Irish Mirror.
I love it.
If she did an album, it would be She's Come Undone.
It's pretty good.
If she D-U-N-N-E did, she done did it. Yeah.
Woman faked pregnancy to get maternity leave.
Oh. I say this is a crafty person.
That's also, is that the most short-sighted con?
Yeah. Like, you got to produce a baby. Oh, well, baby's got to exist somewhere right. down the road.
That's if you're going for the long
That's
con.
That's the long con.
But the short con is like, this lie is only going to get you through today.
Right.
Like a few months.
Wow. No, you would get paid for that for a while, and then you quit.
But how? This isn't. Are you, guys watching, this is the, are you watching Severance?
No, I want you to so
do you, do you know what it is?
No.
People go through a procedure that completely separates their work life from their personal life. So when you're at
it's
work,
a great
you
idea.
Know nothing about your personal life. You can't remember anything. You're essentially a different... Same person, different conscious. And so...
Makes work, like, small talk at work, like, completely
You only talk
it.
About what happens Amazing. In your work life. Amazing. And then when you go home, you don't know anything about work. You don't forget. It's you great. Forget everything. It's like it's a transitional phase when you
it's
enter
wonderful.
And leave
Wonderful.
The
wonderful idea.
My point is, you would almost have to be living this in real life to have no relationship with anyone you work with to know...
That you were... And by
because
the way...
Because if I know anything about people who have kids... Everyone they know knows they have kids.
So this is a
yeah. right.
That's yes. right. This is a dumb play because I guarantee you this woman is not going to want to give up her social media. So if you have social media, all the posts you're making had better be about how you're preparing the nursery.
Yeah,
and you're getting
or
ready.
Or definitely
for the...
once you have a kid.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think she just did it for maternity leave, Jeff Tate. I think she did it for. To be able to eat whatever she wants. I think she did.
And I can get behind this.
To support wild mood swings. She's
yeah,
going to have
I can get behind all that, too.
And I think she wants people to
I'm
say
not hung
you
over.
Look great.
I'm,
yeah.
I'm pregnant.
You have a
I'm,
glow about you. She likes
I
that
threw
comment.
Up at my own desk is
Thank
because
you. Morning
I'm in the
sickness.
First trimester.
Morning
are sickness. We on board with her, Jeff?
I think it's a good lie depending on how much more you're willing to lie about.
So this,
right.
you like, if you're willing to make right. up a tragedy what in a, 3 months, you can pull this
true.
Off.
Right.
True.
What Very a tangled
true.
Web we weave.
Yeah.
When at first we choose to deceive.
This is like the deception like a, appetizer to right. a main course of lying.
This is yeah. the beginning of a Coen Brothers movie.
She thinks it's a simple plan.
It's a way worse. It's a way worse lie. Way the second worse. One is way worse.
The second one is worse. The retaliation.
No one's gonna bring it up. Yeah. If you can get through that first day of that second lie, no one's going to bring it up again.
That's true.
They'll whisper about it around you, but they'll never
that's
say it to your face. You'll never have to ask
Nobody wants to bring that up.
They may ask you to talk to someone else who has like a loss, and now you're really messed up.
Wait, let's
then you're
into
in a deep trouble. Let's get it.
We haven't even started.
Okay, no, Jesus.
An American woman, of course, even though it's the Irish mirror.
Stay away from me.
Not a bad rule in dumb people town. An American woman allegedly faked being pregnant to go on maternity leave and was caught by her boss after her baby bump fell off.
Fell off.
So she went far.
She had the pillow. She had like the prosthetic.
Bump.
The baby
the bump. The Heigl, if it were.
Do they call that a Heigl?
I don't know, from Knocked Up.
I know.
The Heigl process.
And the baby bump, if we call it the Heigl.
The Heigl maneuver.
I call it the Heigl maneuver.
You don't want to go full Heigl. You never want to go full Heigl.
You get behind her and then you press right here and then the bump falls.
Right.
Now, the Heigl maneuver is you get into a movie that's really funny and then you complain
shit
about
all over it.
You shit all over it and then you ruin your
comedy.
I
heard that the Heigl bump comes with 27 dresses.
Right. That's clever.
That you wear over the bump. Well, the Heigl maneuver definitely comes with bad acting, and that's what happened with this
Robin Folsom told her bosses she was expecting and arranged with them to take maternity leave from her job at a marketing agency.
Mm-hmm. So marketing agency knows, like, don't you love
they sell a lie every day.
Every day.
That's what a marketing agency is about.
By the way, don't you love how we all got into comedy just so we could be, like, shitty mid-level marketers of our own stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I guess I got to put out this.
I guess I got to make up a poster about what I'm doing for the next month and get people to come.
Me, who has no skills and went to no schooling about this whatsoever and don't know how to even use Photoshop, I got to do this.
Yep. Right? I kind of did this so I wouldn't have to do any of that other stuff.
Right.
Thank you. We have no skills. I'm not a graphic designer.
Well, there was
by design. That's the best design I've ever done.
There was 18 months out of the past few years was just me being an engineer.
Yeah,
being a podcast engineer.
That's right.
not a good one.
No.
Thank God for Starbucks.
Our engineers, thank God for Aristotle Aceveda. Like, he's
a producer.
But not anymore.
He's engineering this shit.
He's engineering. So, like, thank God. Thank God for our engineers.
Yeah.
Because
this sounds good
because of people who aren't us doing it.
Right. Aristotle, if you want to start promoting a tour, I got another job
for you. That's right. You start doing stand up, you can probably do it.
So the woman's bosses agreed, taking that what Ms. Folsom said to be truth.
Ms.
However,
that baby on her own.
Things came crashing down when a colleague noticed something suspicious and alerted the employer. The fellow worker noticed Ms. Folsom's baby bump.
Who be snitching, Dan?
Right.
Someone be snitching. Someone's like,
somebody snitching
in the break room.
Right.
That's why you got to be nice to everyone at the office.
Say hi to everyone. Say hi to the copy person.
Say hi to everyone. Dan does a great job of this. Wherever we are, waiter, waitress, person at the front desk.
How's your day going?
That's Dan. That opens up.
Sometimes you get to go for a free ride that you didn't even know you were on.
You get to find out what's really going on in their day. Mm-hmm. Who did I just? Well, I think it was Segura. Speaking of Tom Segura, who you're opening for, I think he did a great. I recently saw his bit about. When someone asks you how you're doing, you have two responses, fine or okay. Like, literally, that's it. How dare you have the audacity to actually tell the truth of how you're doing. And that's kind of it with this. So she should have been way nicer in the lead up to the lie.
Sure.
If you're going to lie about having a baby and not have a baby, you got to be nice to everyone so that they can support you in this lie.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to the boss, they can be like, hey, FYI, baby's coming out a little early. Your baby bump's crowning, bitch.
According to a statement from the here, I'll read this. The fellow worker noticed that Ms. Folsom's baby bump had come away from her body.
Yeah.
After an investigation, it was discovered she had been wearing a fake stomach to look pregnant.
Investigation.
So do you think the plan was here to make
How much more do you need to investigate
there?
Do you think the plan was here was to make it to maternity leave and then never come back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was going to like
take
the money
all that
for
time.
A while.
Take
and then,
the pay and then just be like, you know what? I think I want to be a full-time mother.
Right. And I'm having a hard time.
Right.
I think that's
Which
my
is like,
calling.
That's common. That happens. Yeah. That's fine. It's just most of the time there's a real child involved.
Right.
That people are not like, oh, this is, I want
to
do this.
She's betting on the fact that people have too much to do that they're not going to follow her and ask her to bring
Just for
her
fun.
Baby.
We've never done this. What state do you think this happened in?
Not one of our states.
Yes. This is in the United States.
No, one. Thank
not
you.
One of the three
one of
us.
One of the three of us.
Jeff, where were you born?
I was born in Inglewood.
Inglewood.
Yeah.
California. Up to no good. All right. So.
Just who's this? She is the pride of what state?
I wouldn't say she's the pride of any state.
Currently,
She's the embarrassment of the state.
At least she committed to the bet.
Right. This feels like a more, like it feels like a Oregon or or Washington State type of a deal.
Jason?
I'm going to say she's from Virginia.
Okay. Jeffrey? Jeff,
okay. Think? I'm going to say Texas.
Okay.
One of you is one state off.
No, sorry.
According to a statement from the office of the Georgia State Inspector General, Scott McAfee, an investigation revealed that in March 2021, a coworker observed the lower portion of Folsom's stomach come away from her body.
They're like, we've got bigger fish to fry here. We've got elections to overturn illegally.
Leading her to believe they actually held up. They said no.
They won't much longer.
Leading her to believe that Ms. Folsom wore a fake pregnancy stomach. Ms. Folsom even invented a fake dad for her baby. A man named... It shouldn't be this hard if you're making it up.
Let's hear it.
Bran Atmembebwe.
Bran
Look at that. Atmembebwe?
Yeah.
Atmembebwe.
Bran Atmembebwe.
Bran.
But McAfee said we all...
Bran. Let's do it, Bran.
McAfee said we ultimately didn't find any evidence that the man existed. That's why she's also being charged with identity fraud.
Oh, my God.
But wouldn't you get two counts because there's no baby?
So, like, right? To me, I feel like this is... The last name to me should be what it's called when you fake a pregnancy and it doesn't work.
An Atmembebwe. Atmembebwe.
How is she charged with...
Not my baby.
Not my babe. Maybe that's what it was, basically.
I mean, technically it is.
Is she African for not my baby?
Atmembebwe
is African?
Because it is Branot. If you combine them, so there is a knot in there. Bra, not me,
baby. Not my baby.
Not my baby.
Are we being pranked? Is Sarah Dunn pranking
this
us?
This is like some Kaiser Soze shit.
Right. After, quote, giving birth, Ms. Folsom sent baby photos to several coworkers, but the pictures all appeared to be of different babies upon further inspection.
Oh, my God. This woman got to clean up her act.
She's not even good at it.
But what happened when they said the baby... That's twins. She didn't have twins.
No, but didn't it end when they said their baby bump is coming off?
No, I think that became a revelation later. Like, I don't think it was right. And then I think somebody came forward and was like, I saw the bump fall off.
Yes. I saw the bump fall off. Came out of the woodwork.
The images depicted were children with varying skin tones, a release from the Inspector General's
office. That's what I'm talking about.
How much money do you think she was making? I have the answer. How much money do you think she was making a year at this job that she was trying to defraud?
Maternity leave, like $42,000.
Okay, Rand, Jeff?
Jeff, what do you think?
Well, she's in marketing, so I would say $65,000.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say
$95,000.
In Georgia? That's making
money. Ms. Folsom had told her employees that she had given birth once before in July 2020 before getting pregnant again in August 2021. Almost had Irish twins.
Was that Atmembebwe's baby too?
Yeah. But investigators could find no official records of Ms. Folsom having given birth, and her medical insurance records didn't show any charges for prenatal exams or delivery. Ms. Folsom resigned from her position as Director of External Affairs at Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Agency last October, shortly after being interviewed about the fake pregnancies, the release said. Ms. Folsom has been charged with three counts of making false statements and one count of identity fraud after a local grand jury indicted her. Chris Carr announced this week.
And using your fake baby as a human shield, I feel like, is another thing, too.
We'll get out of here on this. How old do you think Robin Folsom is?
How old do you think Robin Folsom is?
What age do you think she was like, fuck it?
I need a baby.
I need maternity leave.
I need a baby.
Well, she was a director.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
had employees, so she's been there longer than...
Long enough. She's not 22.
Or she shot up fast.
Mm-hmm. I say, I think she's 33.
33 years old.
Jay, what do you think? I think she's 38.
38 years
old. Yeah, she definitely played in like my eggs, you know, it was like a my
time.
Eggs situation.
Time.
There were a lot of sentences around the office that said, well, my eggs... here we go. Oh, boy. There goes Robin. You know Bran. He's always telling me he's trying to give me that baby.
How many baby bumps do you think you'd have to invest in to go all the way? Seven?
Four.
Several.
Seven, I think, at least.
But I bet there's like a kit that's like, here's this month, this
I think
month, this
I,
month.
Dan, I'm assuming that there's a way to fill up one that
oh,
you already
so that you
have.
Can fill it up
so,
with more.
So it's one shell.
It gets packed out.
And then you keep packing it in. It says put this much sand in your...
And so no
but for
one...
a few months, you could just keep going to the China buffet and you'd get all the bloat you'd need.
Well, you can also, I mean, you can cover the first
delicious.
6 months with just bigger. You just wear loose, right. loose clothes.
Right.
So you might only cover need that. Two. Or maybe
eat whatever
one.
The fuck you want.
Sure.
Right.
Get down. Get
I mean,
down
if you really want to gain 60 pounds to pull this prank off, that's
I'm amazing. Doing it every day. I'm literally on that path right now. Jay, are you, so you said 39?
I said 38.
What did you say, Rand?
I think she's like 42.
42.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you're going to tell an older woman not to have a baby? I mean, I feel like she's not even older.
Obviously. One of you is only 1 year off.
Wow. Okay.
So now you all get to go up or down a year, and we will close out story number one. Jeff.
No, but I have one, something that we can all sort of guess after that that has no answer. It. That has no answer.
I'm going to say 34.
Okay. Walter Payton.
39.
Okay.
41.
Okay. Robin Folsom, the woman who played like maybe the greatest prank ever, but
or
failed.
Worst.
Or worst. Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, she pulled off this lie in a she should get promoted.
What's your next interview going to be like? And why did you leave that company?
Well, I tried to.
I like how you both like. Well,
my eggs. She starts that with my eggs.
My eggs.
Robin Folsom is 43 years old.
Oh, Ray had it. I was right. Ran. All right, now how old is Bran Utman Bwebwe?
He's 51.
Fictitious Bran Utman Bwebwe is 47.
He's 27 and an Olympic swimmer.
There you go.
That's so good.
If you're gonna lie about it, you might as well
go all the way.
Got sure. He's got a 19-inch schlong.
You might as well go all the way, boy. There you go. First story down in the books. We're going to come back, find out what Jeff Tate is doing. He's got an album that he's going to be recording in August in New York. We're going to talk about that and other good stuff, and thank all our Austin fans for coming out right after this.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more to People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get to all things Jeff Tate, let's talk about what Dan's got going.
Oh my gosh.
He's coming to see you. But first, before we even do that, all the people who came out to the live Dumb People Town that we did
was
at
that
the
not the
Cedar
most
Street.
That was electric.
The Cedar Street, insane. Whatever you want to call that thing. Is. Patio, courtyard.
Patio, courtyard.
It was incredible. Okay, so
Aqueduct.
Yeah, Neil Brennan and
Chris Red
were incredible. The show was amazing and had one of our favorite, you know, segments.
Our annual tradition of things we got stuck inside ourselves
it's
last year.
Just a treat of all treats.
It will be released in
every orifice is covered or filled.
To look out there and see every orifice of the room spilling over with people to me
wonderful.
Was a pure joy. Dan's show that we participated in,
the Living Wake,
Living
of,
Wake
Chris
of Chris Red.
Special.
Beautiful.
It was
and
really
special.
Great. You guys were you opened it up.
I loved it so much. I mean,
you were wonderful.
It
on
just
that.
Was a treat. And
my stand-up sets were wonderful. The live pen pals was great.
Great.
You guys crushing so the goddamn
I
comedy
we
jam
sat and
every
watched.
Night.
Oh my god, goddamn comedy jam was great. And then Taggart, the show we did, which hopefully we'll be able to all do all this in Montreal again. Another live Living Wake. Another live Dumb People Town. Another Taggart.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff would be fantastic. And all that's coming up. DanielVanKirk.com
this
if you want to see him this
week.
Yeah,
this week I'm going to be in Asheville, Atlanta, and Savannah when this drops. That is like the, what is that, like 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Yes,
and then the very next week, I am in San Antonio and New Orleans and Mobile. And then also, we're dropping this on the 26th, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've already made my announcement that my family has these cookies. You might have heard it in one of the ads as well. It's a recipe that has been passed down through generations, and you can now get them in a partnership that I'm doing with Three Best Bakery. But go to my social media
guys.
If you want to check that out. It's a
That's
cookie
the greatest
recipe.
Thing I've ever heard.
It's Hub City Cookies. It's my family's cookie recipe that does not have measurements or anything. They've been
I'm
making it for
them.
Four generations.
I'm buying them.
And they're a big part of my life, and I had this dream. I swear to God, I know it's a cut, but I mean it. I had this dream when I was like 18. I was like, Mom, you could sell these cookies. These are the best cookies, and they're made a little bit different. They look like a sugary cookie, but they're not one. Mm-hmm. And as we got to know Sue's over at Three Best Bakery, I was like, hey, would you want to do like a partnership?
Yeah.
So now we are,
like a
and
promotional
people can
cookie.
Get the family cookies, that the Van Kirk family cookies that I was raised on, and they are
the best thing you've ever
They are heard. Unreal good. Look at Lissa nodding.
I know someone who could market that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. She just
Robin
had a baby.
Folsom? You think she's got
she
an
gets,
opening?
When she gets back from maternity leave.
She wants to market the shit out of those cookies.
She's coming in.
I'm willing to talk to her. I'm willing to talk to her
I'm willing
about
to
it.
Eat a bunch of those cookies. I'm going to order them. That's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, all this, everything's at DanielVanKirk.com or check my social.
And we got to update ours, supersclosure.com, but we just added a date at Portland Helium on Thursday.
We haven't been in Portland in like 5 or 6 years.
Are you guys going to do AM Northwest that morning? Are you getting in early
no,
enough?
No, we're not getting early enough.
To see if you could do it a day ahead of time. I mean, zoomed in. I love those guys.
I love those guys, and I love that we just love that city. One show. I want to sell it out with all of our Portland people. That's Thursday, May 12th. And then the 13th and 14th, we're in Seattle at the Crocodile. I want to sell out those shows. My wife is coming with me. Amy Sklar will be there. You want to meet Amy Sklar at Amy Sklar
Design?
Yeah,
you do want to meet her.
You want to meet her? She's the best. Crocodile. She'll be there. Crocodile in Seattle. So definitely get those ticks for that. And then we're working on the Nosebleeds. We showed Dan a little bit of it. It's so fun. All right, let's talk about Jeff Tate. You've got an album that you're recording at Union Hall in August. I'm very excited. Do you have the material set thus far, or are you still going to be building out between now and then?
Yes to both.
Okay.
Great.
Right, like I have the hour, but if
something hits you, if something's good,
I guarantee it will.
I guarantee it will.
I hope so.
And then you're doing all sorts of dates and stuff between now and then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where? At JeffTate.com?
JeffTateComedy.com.
Yes.
I got a new, built a new website.
You
got
did?
A website
did
made? Yeah, it's
G-O-F-F.
Great. E-E-O.
G-E-O-F-F. What did I say?
T-A-T-E.
G-E-O-F-F.
Threw a niner in there.
I thought you just said G-O.
We need to get Folsom. We need to get Folsom on this to market the new website.
That's I would hire her if I could. I like.
It's a good story.
I like gumption. This lady has gumption.
Crafty.
Right? She's 43. I'm 43.
She thinks outside the bump.
Right.
Okay.
Right off the bump, she was doing great.
Randy.
Class of 96, we're all supposed to be slackers, but this lady invented two babies.
Yeah. Two babies and Bran.
And I think she learned not to skimp on the fake baby bump.
Bran may be real.
Bran is not real.
I don't know. Bran might be real.
Okay.
I want Bran. What a good Bran. What a Bimbe.
I didn't see you going there, and I liked it.
Thank you.
How do you get... I have one more question about that last story.
Yeah, say anything you want, Jeff.
How do you get in trouble for lying... Like, she could be charged for lying to her boss?
There's no reach.
Is it because it's fraud?
The identity fraud is Bran.
And she'll have to give back all the money.
Yeah, okay.
From the maternity leave. I don't think she made it, did she?
I think it went to a certain point. It's in retrospect.
That's what you get.
I mean, you got to write that off if you're the company. You got took...
Just fake a back injury. Get some workman's comp.
Right?
I'm not advocating fraud.
Tell everyone that fake baby thing was so heavy.
It wrenched
your back.
Right. Gave me some fake sciatica.
Or just do what most people do. Have a kid and don't love it.
There you go.
You still get the kid.
Amen. Ignore
maternity leave.
Have you been ridiculed by your job because of a fake baby you made up? You could be entitled to damages.
And you may already be damaged. All right, you ready to do a story?
Let's jump into another one.
Here's the headline. Oh, it comes in from Carlene McDermott at
SheBeCarlene. We love her.
Cooking at a nude resort is painful, but I love it. That's the headline.
Okay, if you're cooking at a nude resort, don't fry anything, dummies.
I think they do.
Do not. You're not allowed to.
What kind of resort do you have to do your own cooking?
I think this person works there.
That's not a good
resort.
I think this person works there and loves it.
So
if you just work there, you also have to be nude?
Feels like it'd be optional, right?
It feels like it'd be against regulation.
I mean, what if they want to wear an apron but are told
that's a
you
good
can't.
Question. Are
so
nude
they're
resorts
just wearing a hat and naked the rest of the
are zoot-
bro,
just
you,
the
bro,
very
bro,
tall
you,
chef hat. You need a hairnet. Yeah. You need two hairnets.
I bet you do. Is nude resorts
one up top and one down low.
This is going to sound punny, but I don't mean this. The undress code, like you have to be nude. Do you have to be nude?
I want the nude resort not to be sandals. I want it to be scandal.
That probably exists. Have you been to a nude beach? You definitely have, Randy.
I've never been to a nude beach.
Burning Man counts as a nude beach.
Does it count as a nude beach? Have you been to a nude beach? No, but I'll tell
Jeff?
You the one thing.
I'm the only one.
You went to a nude beach?
Yes. Yes.
The one thing I can guarantee about a nude beach, there is not one attractive person there.
I was there.
Well, besides you, you were curious. You were curious. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe there are like beautiful people at a nude
there,
beach.
I'm going to be open.
This was in Hawaii.
Uh-huh. And
if you're on a nude beach and you have a metal detector, do you have to be nude too? You just are.
I don't know. This place was optional, so some people didn't have it, but a lot of people were nude.
Yeah.
And oh my God, swimming in the ocean nude in Hawaii.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you're like, I'm in the world. I'm in the world.
I'm a fish.
Yes.
There's something else for something to grab onto.
Would you do it?
Nothing like a jellyfish to the balls.
Go to Hawaii?
Go to a nude beach.
Oh, yeah, sure.
See?
In Hawaii.
Jay?
Jeff would still have his wool cap on. Of course I'd do it.
Randy and I ran the nude mile.
This is why I was so surprised.
So I've been
between the four of us, you guys, we have to have a text thread. And the first one of you to do a nude beach has to tell
so
the
I've been to
people
saunas.
Place your bets.
I've been to
I'm betting on Randy.
I've been
not
to saunas with strangers that were completely naked. So I've been to that. That's like a nude beach adjacent, so to speak.
Let's do a dumb people town in Hawaii.
Nope.
And then go to this
on a nude beach. I did. I actually
you see turned you
nude.
Fast.
I don't want to see you nude.
Don't look at me then.
The, be- I can't the beach thing threw me, but I have been to a nude like colony. Like yeah. I did stand up
yes,
at a nude colony.
Did you do a nude? And you had to be nude.
No way.
I can't even wear shorts on stage.
No, this was in Indiana, so it was not. It was all of it was. A lot of people just hanging dong. Like
you just watched naked people laugh.
I mean, let's be honest. I didn't.
He. It's
Don't
Jeff Tate.
Self-doubt.
There weren't a ton of laughs in a Jeff Tate set.
It was outside too. So
yeah, outside. So that the acoustics were terrible. Yeah. I would look at someone and be like, "Who are you wearing?" And then put the microphone to them, and then I'd take it back and say, "All the scars of previous relationships."
That's good. We should.
There was a lot of
pubis bone
with
Larry
like
Bird tattoos.
Button like collared shirts, like Oxford shirts with sweaters over them, and then
no pants.
So Donald Ducking.
Who's
it.
A Donald yeah. Duck yeah.
quote?
Damn.
It's very strange to see people who are like, oh, we can be naked, so I'm just gonna go bottom half naked.
Right, and then they take take those chairs and then throw them away.
Like when people say bottoms up, they don't mean it literally.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. It's bottoms down.
Here we go. I'm gonna read this.
Let's hear it.
Cooking in the buff might sound up your street until you think of the painful
up
grease
your,
splatters.
Wait, up your street
sounds like a sexual move that up only.
Hey, you're cool with, if we go up your street, right?
What?
That's up.
Bitch, live,
what?
With the
bitch,
finger?
I live on a.
It's sort of a.
That's up my street.
Yeah,
kind of works.
My
if you're
street
like, hey,
is
Dan,
a
you
dead
wanna,
end.
If you were
so
like,
stop,
Daniel. You want a Jack and Coke? I'd be like, yeah, that's up my street.
I mean, I would.
I mean, I could have stopped it. Yeah.
Is it wrong to say that I live on a one way?
Up your alley is
up
I
your
think
alley
that's,
is
that's
what
that's
it is.
The phrase. The
up your street. I love it when like someone doesn't even like a journalist.
Well, this comes from the
it.
Mirror, so maybe that's
fine,
how I got
up
lost.
Your street.
Up your street.
This
cooking
your
in the
street?
Buff might sound up your street until you think of the painful grease splatters that could occur. But one naturist. The fanciest way to
naturist
say
naturist is yeah exactly
one naturist who loves cooking naked insists it's a liberating experience and that the this sounds like somebody who like when people are like tattoos feel good like
no it's into. Liberating it's liberating to get splattered on your junk with like tons of grease.
The risks are outweighed by the benefits of the unusual pastime. Chef Kim
What's
Laravier.
Unusual about it?
What is unusual about it? It's not like you're using your dick to chop carrots.
it's not
would be impressive.
That would be unbelievable.
You're just cooking without your clothes on.
Right.
Sometimes I cook in my underwear because I got to get breakfast ready for my kids before I can even have time to get dressed.
Right.
It doesn't change what you're cooking.
It's not liberating. It's the same damn action.
Chef Kim Laravier,
yep.
who works at a nude resort in Ontario, Canada, says she has learnt to stand back from the oil, which seems wise. I feel like you learned that fast.
Do you know Brandon went up to that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Brandon went up to that resort, sat on the whole resort, and it was darkness for about 2 days.
The balls were huge, eh?
She told Mel Magazine, "You get spat at constantly when you make bacon, and my boobs get the worst of it. I have to man the grill, the flat top, the burners, and the deep fryer. It can get a little bit painful, but I wouldn't have it any other way." Here's a pic of them going at it.
She wouldn't have it any other way.
I didn't see it.
She wouldn't even have like a second cook.
I mean, I would have it another way.
Or an apron.
Any other way. And by the way, that is against health violations.
Yeah.
Like you have to
is
wear.
Is it really?
Yeah. You have to have something though. Holding your hair back. Like,
well, a hairnet.
Has she got a hat on?
I didn't.
No, they don't care.
She's not.
No,
they
no,
don't
no.
care.
No. But I do think the girl in the background who has like a waist apron
shorts,
on is wearing a mask.
And shorts.
Interesting.
During the summer, the chef's.
Can you get COVID through someone's vagina?
No.
Okay. No.
Just wondering.
I'm going to go official.
But I'm going to have another round of those syphilis chips.
During the by Zaps. During the summer, the chef cooks up to I got there.
You'll get there.
100
Dan.
Guests a day, serving hamburgers, chicken wings, and hot dogs to hungry guests. Not that great of a menu.
No,
to be honest.
Right, chef is kind of lofty.
Right,
yeah. Hamburgers, chicken wings.
Yeah, I don't think you can call yourself a chef if you're making hot dogs.
There's not.
You can wear an apron that says "Kiss the Chef."
No,
if you're
no
making
you can't
hot
even
dogs.
Say cook. You're right. It's just heater upper guy.
Yeah. Right. There's 500 Applebee's and no chefs.
That's right.
Right.
What has 500 Applebee's and no chefs? Applebee's.
And in line with the ethos, she cooks completely naked, although some staff opt for protective wear. Though she was raised as a naturist, she says she didn't realize she started enjoying nude cooking until joining the camp. but she admits she's fared her fair share of injuries.
Right. It's enjoying nude cooking is just say you enjoy being nude in your entire life, no matter what you're doing. Enjoying nude cooking, it does put you in harm's way more.
There's something.
So she likes the danger of it.
Yeah. What's the fancy word for you like to hurt yourself? Self-masochist?
Masochism?
Yeah. Masochism. It's not self. It's just masochism.
Sado-masochist.
That's what I was looking for. There's got to be a bit of that in it, right?
That's what I'm saying. Well, you were talking about tattoos.
Candle wax.
So some burning, people like tattoos because they like the pain it feels. They want to feel something, you know? And so this maybe this woman is like, I want to feel something.
Right.
I want to feel the splat. I want to feel the splatter of the olive oil on my tits when I'm cooking.
She said these injuries can happen clothed as well. Yeah, but
it
not on your
not
shaft.
Not as much. That's like a skateboarder that doesn't wear a helmet.
Yeah,
right. You can still fall down. Like but you should have a helmet.
Yeah, but imagine if you had a helmet on.
Yeah,
the amount of times I fought my son over that. Thank you for bringing that.
She told the magazine.
I'm going to just take that part of this. Podcast.
He skateboards in the nude.
She told the magazine, when I'm cooking, it's very warm because we have our salamander oven underneath the flat top, which is right at your
private
area.
Humble brag.
Good
do we
for
need
you.
To say that it's a salamander?
Nice, it's a nice oven?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, quote, it's not a wolf oven.
If I stand there for too long, I'll get a nice line of red down there.
Down so where?
The heat sunburns her like a little marshmallow.
By
her nethers. I often thought, Kim, just put an apron on. But right. I just don't want the apron. I'm as free as an eagle, and I hate clothes.
Well,
I don't want an eagle cooking my food either.
That's right. It's going to rip it to shreds.
By the way, hey, I didn't want jerk chicken.
It's just going to spit it into my mouth.
Sure. Not even Don Henley. I don't want Don Henley.
I want Don Henley.
Speaking of an eagle, speaking not cooking my food.
Exactly.
I bet Timothy Schmidt is a pretty good cook.
Probably.
By the way, free as an eagle.
And Glenn Frey?
Never fried anything.
No.
Never fried a goddamn thing.
No.
He baked everything. Air-blown fries.
Air-blown fries. He did have an air fryer.
Most people don't know that.
Yeah.
Don Henley never wears a Henley.
Never, not once.
Never, not once. Always with a collar or just a regular t-shirt, but he will rock a V-neck.
Joe Walsh is only vaguely aware he's in the Eagles.
That's free right. as an eagle is like, does that up
free
your
as a bird.
Street?
Free as a
it's
bird.
Free as
but
a bird.
But isn't the Steve Miller line free like an eagle?
No.
Fly like an eagle to the sea.
While some people might balk hygiene-wise, Kim said she even goes nude during the routine inspections, which prompted one of the health inspectors to join in.
Wait, that's not good.
Right. So the health inspector's like, well, if you don't wear clothes here, I won't either. Which is like, dude, just say you want to be a nudist.
He's like, I'm not going to wear clothes either. Hashtag me too. They're like, don't say that.
Yeah,
that
you
don't,
can't
as you're getting naked,
that.
Don't say
right.
that.
Right.
That's number one.
It means.
And number two, you're hard. That's weird.
Last year.
Something's banging against your clipboard.
It's for my towel. Last year, British Naturism said they had seen a spike in numbers thanks to lockdown. Andrew Welch, a spokesman for British Naturism, said the whole social nudity movement is growing exponentially. We are building very fast with lots of new members, including people from overseas who have been beating a path to our door.
Right.
I don't think you want that phrasing.
Growing exponentially and beating a path to the door. Are they beating a path up your street? Is that what's happening?
That's,
I mean, listen. Let me just say, if you want to do this and you're
go
totally
God
loving,
bless you. No
God
judgment.
God bless you every stretch of the way.
But
if it's
you,
making you happy, then God bless you even
you're
more.
Not hurting yourself. Well, you
no.
are with the grease,
with the
but you're not hurting
thing,
anybody else.
But don't try and make it seem like it's better or bigger than it is. Like, you're just cooking in the nude. It's not like I enjoy cooking in the nude better, but it's just you enjoy cooking.
Sure.
You don't want someone to, if you're a man and you're cooking, you don't want someone to say, you put the short in short order cook when you get naked. So you're opening yourself up to insults, to ridicule, and all kinds of things, and possibly injuries.
But
so
also,
just
too,
that.
Like, you find a hair in your food at an amazing
forget
and you have
it.
No idea.
There's no recourse.
God, no.
Is that, you have to ask the question, is where, from
where?
Where?
From where?
Whence? From whence?
All right, that's story number
story
two.
Two. All right, give us a little taste of what we're going to see in segment three.
Principal got fired for reading a book.
Okay. God, we'll get into that later. And Patreon fans, you're going to need an extra dumb story from Jeff Tate, who is...
Jeff Tate has done many dumb things
and
in his
witnessed
life.
Plenty of dumb in his
He's
life.
He's been a part... I feel like Jeff Tate just is a dumb magnet. I'm sure, like, don't you feel... Do dumb people just come up to you all the time and you're like, oh, God, here we go. Thinking that you're on their side for whatever dumb thing that they're about to do. Okay, so we're going to talk about that with Jeff Tate for our Patreon fans right after this.
If you haven't joined the Patreon yet, what are you
get
doing?
Get in there. There's so much good extra content. We love you. We'll be right back.
Stick around, make a sound. around for more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys. Daniel, take us home.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
You guys might know what this is. Okay. I have no idea.
Okay.
Assistant principal fired after reading the book, I Need a New Butt, to second grade class.
I heard about this, but I didn't get
it. Do you
into
know
the
book?
I Need a New Butt.
I thought it was written by Huey Lewis in the News.
Hey, I want a new butt.
Now that, now maybe that, fat. That's no, from no. the CD. Now that's what I call Huey Lewis in the News. They kind of change it for kids.
Huey Lewis wrote, I Need a New Butt. Ray Parker Jr. wrote, I Want a New Butt.
Oh. Exactly. Very different, too.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah. No interpolation at all.
That
and Sir Mix-a-Lot that. Wrote, I Like New Butts. And I cannot lie.
This was sent in, by the way, by Adam Freeze, at Adam Freeze, or some people say Fries.
Fries.
Do you want Freeze with
so
that?
So you guys don't know this book.
His handle should be, do you want Freeze with that?
That's great.
There you go, Adam. We gave that one to you. Freeze on the side.
Nobody's had to read their kids. I don't know if it's been around a long
I don't
time.
Know. I want a I new
need,
butt.
I need a new butt.
First of all, there's Everybody Poops. Like there are books like
I
this.
Want a new butt means you have a butt, but you want a new one.
I, want
I
a new
need
one.
A new butt means something happened to your butt but or you lost it.
Your butt
it.
Is broken.
Wasn't there like a runaway butt? Like there are
runaway butt. I know you're out there. Man,
ooh, she's a runaway butt.
Runaway butt, never coming back.
Runaway butt on a wrong track.
Stop. All right. Hold on.
Runaway butt. The assistant principal, what are you looking at?
I'm going to see if Runaway Butt is a book.
It is a book.
You know it?
No.
Oh.
This guy
the assistant principal at a Mississippi elementary school, of course.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. So the book that I'm thinking of...
Butt Runaway?
No. It's The Day My Butt Went Psycho. That's another kid's book that's like... That's the book that I said
the
Runaway
Day
Butt.
The My Butt Went Psycho.
Runaway Butt is a Julia Roberts movie. I'm really sorry.
I can't believe the butt left his the rest of his body at the
on
altar.
On her wedding day.
And it's
the
just
day
a
my
butt in
butt
sneakers.
Went psycho.
The Day My Butt Went Psycho.
It's a sequel
that's
to,
called
it's
food
a
poisoning.
Sequel to Everybody Poops. And it's, it's subtitled Everybody Poops, and sometimes it's a real disaster.
That's right.
It said John Zach on his epic journey across the great windy desert and through the brown forest to reclaim his runaway butt. So I'm not that far off.
No.
No.
So there was a butt that had run away.
Had run away.
This is a kid's book?
Kid's book.
Yeah. And the description says Brown Forest.
Brown Forest.
You can't see the Brown Forest.
It can't
be
the Black Forest.
No. The assistant principal at a Mississippi, where every saddest 30 for 30 is made about.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they were mad that he read that book or that he was just showing off by reading?
Yeah. Dan will be in Mobile. That's Alabama. Yeah. Anyway.
The assistant principal at a Mississippi elementary school was fired last week after he read the children's book, I Need a New Butt, to a second grade class, a move he plans to appeal.
Oh, yeah.
Toby Price, who worked at Gary Road Elementary School in Byram, a suburb of Jackson, said he was asked to set up a Zoom class for the kids and later asked to read them a book. Mm-hmm. I text my boss.
By the way, this is a kid's book. So it's not he's reading from like Playboy.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's
out of 17,000 articles. Out of 17,791 reviews, what do you think the rating is for I Need
Five
a New Butt?
Five freaking stars.
Five stars.
4.3.
4.7
That's
stars.
Great.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Probably a good book.
Yeah.
Right?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Welcome to Dumb People.
But like, couldn't he have just said that a priest wrote this book and then that's done?
It's about Jesus.
Right, it's about Jesus.
Toby Price works at the elementary school.
He nailed the butt to a cross.
I text my boss. She said, well, go ahead and read. I wasn't planning on reading, but I went ahead and grabbed one of the books that I had nearby, one of my favorites. I read it. I Need a New Butt. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
He said with NBC News on Wednesday. Price, who was assistant principal at Gary Road. Mm-hmm. That just sounds like a school full of kids who fight.
Gary Road was my favorite Gin Blossom song.
Gary Road. Da, da, da,
And Gary Road.
Oh, yeah.
Allison Road.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For 3 years, said he used to read the book at his previous school and didn't think twice about sharing it with second graders. I never had an issue with it. It's just a fun, silly book.
Yeah.
The school took issue with it, telling Price that it was inappropriate because it used words like butt and fart. They're second graders.
That's the
only way to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm. And included cartoon images of a child's butt. NBC affiliate WLBT of Jackson reported that the superintendent of Heinz County.
I mean
Hinds County.
Anticipation. You're making me wait.
Wrote in Price's termination letter that he showed, quote, a lack of professionalism and impaired judgment when he picked the book.
You're saying Hinds is an H-I-N-D-S. Okay,
yeah,
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. For those reasons, he was fired. The school district could not immediately be reached for comment Wednesday. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the craziest thing about the bud is that it ran away and started cooking in a nudist colony.
That's right. That's why he needs a new one.
I know. Because it got splattered.
Look, he didn't crack under pressure. That's the butt splattered. Like
look at the cover of this book.
Yes.
It's just silly. I need a new butt. Dumb.
It's just fun,
guys. I need a new butt. All right, dumb as hell. That's our show.
Were they worried that like kids are going to say butt? Is that what it is?
Or fart?
Oh, God.
Shut up.
I know.
Seriously, shut up.
Seriously. That's how we'll end today's show. Shut up.
But like, if you have a problem that you say to the guy, hey, don't read this again. Don't read this again. Because
or a parent could simply say, hey, my son came home and he won't stop saying butt and it's kind of annoying. What happened? He asked, and then we heard about the book. And honestly, I appreciate what you were trying to do, but let's not do that book anymore because
that's it.
It's just
and
not
then,
worth
if
it.
If you actually have a problem with it.
If you have a problem with it. Or you can say like, hey, that we're trying to raise our kids a different
How
way.
How about parent as parents you say we don't you know, don't use those words. You know what I mean? It's like you can even hey, I know that was in a book at school, but I don't like it when you use those words. That's the end of it. I love that. No one
got fired.
Yeah, no one wants to do their jobs. This guy's going to get fired. It's a slippery slope. Also, what are you doing trying to teach in Mississippi? There you go.
All right, there you go.
That is a show. Jeff Tate, I'm so excited for your Union Hall August. Do you have the date set for that?
Yeah, 13th and 14th. August 13th and 14th.
If you're in New York.
If you're in New York, it is not a big venue. So I recommend you get on those tickets and you go see.
Let's sell them out and
Jeff
let's
Tate.
Make sure he has good shows there. And come see us. Come see Dan on his next swing of his tour. We love you guys. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Fans Audio, a podcast network.